Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q2 FY25 results conference call of Big Block Construction Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Harsh Pathak from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us today Mr. Mohit Saboo, Director and CFO. I shall now hand over the call to him for the opening remarks. Over to you, Mr. Saboo.
Thank you, Mr. Harsh. Good evening, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call for the second quarter and first half of the financial year 2025. Let me start by giving you a brief on the performance for the period under review. For the second quarter, our revenue from the operations was around INR 52 crores, which declined by around 12% on a year-on-year basis. The EBITDA was reported at around INR 8 crores, which declined by 48% year-on-year, with EBITDA margins reported at 14.89%. The net profit was INR 20 lakhs. The Q2 FY25 financial performance was primarily impacted by excessive monsoon conditions in Western India, which affected demand, production schedules, supply chains, and operational efficiency. Additionally, as you may already be aware, the Umbergaon plant of the company was undergoing a pre-plant technology upgradation, due to which the plant was temporarily shut down since 18th May 2024. Although the plant was not running, the company incurred fixed costs such as salaries, utilities, interest, maintenance, etc. As a result, the consolidated capacity utilization of the three running plants was around 60%, which was lower due to the Umbergaon Vapi plant being shut and the capitalization for the plant for Siam Cement Big Block Construction Technologies Private Limited, which has recently started production, was at 16%. Hence, the company's sales volume for the quarter decreased by 3% year-on-year to 138,122 cubic meters. In the above financial performances, Big Block Construction Limited, which had a shut unit, had a loss of around 2.85 crores, which included 50 lakhs worth of loss because of sale of fixed assets. Similarly, Siam, which had recently started commercial production, had a loss of around 4.4 crores since a new product is being introduced in the market. In other updates, the Umbergaon plant upgradation has been completed as of 16th October 2024 and has commenced operations, since which shall be scaled up gradually. The Siam Cement Big Block Construction Technologies subsidiary launched new products under the brand name Smart Build Wall by Next Block. The plant has been experiencing teething issues, which is common for new product launches, especially when there are new processes or technologies involved. This new product requires various government approvals and certifications, like fire testing, noise insulation certification, etc. The company has already applied for these certificates and expects to receive them shortly, as tests have already been conducted at laboratories of IIT and AREI, Automotive Research Association of India. Also, during the quarter, installed capacity is around 1 megawatt, and by the end of current financial year, we plan to increase it to around 3.5 megawatt on a consolidated group level. For the first half of the financial year 2025, the revenue from operations was around INR 103 crores, which has declined by approximately 9% year-on-year. The EBITDA was reported around INR 17 crores, which has declined by 37% year-on-year, with EBITDA margin of around 16.76%. The net profit for the period stood at around INR 3 crores, with PAT margins at 3.1%. With that, I now open the floor for the questions and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sriram R., who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity. I would like to know what is the current industry capacity and annual demand, and also, you know, what is the current level of penetration of AC blocks?
So as per our estimates, the current level of penetration of AC blocks in the total walling material market is at around 8 to 10% days, whereas the total current installed AC block capacity all over India should be at around 2 crore cubic meters per annum.
Okay, and then the industry utilization, sir, if you can give?
So in our estimates, the current capacity utilization industry-wide would be in similar ranges of around 60 to 70%.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mausam Mehta from Wealth Guardian. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah, so just wanted to confirm, our sales volume for quarter two has increased.
So our sales volume for quarter two has increased by around 1 to 2% as compared to quarter one. But there has been a minor decline as compared to quarter two of FY24. And this has mainly been because of, too much rainfall in the Western India region as compared to the last 5 to 7 years. As well as one of our plants was currently undergoing a shutdown where we have done some technology upgradation, which is going to benefit us in the longer run with lower cost as well as lower rejections. Also, the JV plant, Siam Cement, which has recently started production, has introduced a new product in the market, which is Smart Build Wall by Nexblock. So this is a ready-made wall which can be from a height of almost 2.5 meters going up to 6 meters at a stretch. So this is one of a unique product which we are offering in the country, as most of the other walling materials, which could be different types of sandwich panels or bison panels, etc., they have a limitation of height of almost up to 3 to 3.2 meters, whereas we are producing ready-made wall up to a height of almost up to 6 meters. And since this is newly introduced, we require to get lots of certifications, which I already mentioned in my earlier remarks. And all this is currently under track, so we are already in talks with lots of different large contractors as well as multinational firms for penetrating their construction sites. And with these certifications, hopefully in the next couple of months, we should be able to gradually increase volumes.
Okay, fair enough. So my question was regarding, have we reduced our realization?
So if we see the industry-wide realizations overall, in the last couple of quarters, there has been a downward trend in the entire building material segment, whether it is steel or cement. And as compared to the last year, the selling prices have gone down by almost 7 to 8%, maybe up to 10%. But there has been a similar decline even in the raw material costs, which include cement, lime, coal, etc. So, there has hardly been any margin change from that aspect. But yes, the realizations on a gross level have been reduced.
Okay. And do we provide any guidance for year-end or FY26?
So, for year-end, first half year has been comparatively slower, but we see, looking at the current trend, that now that the government formation, etc., because of elections also, a lot of government projects, etc., were on hold, which are starting to pick up now. And with the JV facility also, as I mentioned, we expect to get better demand and products out from there. So, the second half should be much better as compared to what it was in the first half of the year.
Okay. Can you quantify?
Currently, we are not in a possible to position to quantify it, but we are quite certain the second half of the year should be far superior as compared to the first year. And on a group level, blocks as well as AC walls should perform much better going ahead.
And about margins?
So our EBITDA margins had been in the range of almost 20 to 25% overall. Currently, they have been lower because of the losses of big block construction, which plant was under upgradation, as well as the JV facility, which had recently started, where we are incurring the overheads, but revenue generation has been quite low. But going ahead, once the revenue generation from the wall facility also starts, our EBITDA margins should go up to 18 to 20% at least. That's what we are targeting. And the running facilities, which is the big block building elements, Vada facility, as well as the Star big block facility, they have been having similar margins in the range of almost 20 to 24%.
Okay. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Malay Samir from Break Thoughts in Stock Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I just heard you say that the second half is going to be better. While, you know, you were not able to give any concrete roadmap, so I assume this is only, you know, judgmental. It's only qualitative view that you are taking of the second half. My question to you is that what could go wrong further from here that your second half becomes as bad as the first half or even worse?
So, interesting question and interesting thought process for me, Mr. Malay. Just to brief you about the details, that the first half, you know, Q1, because of elections and labor unavailability, was a little slow, and Q2 was a little slow because of torrential rains in the entire Western India region, and we have witnessed highest rains over the in this year. If we see over the last entire decade, this year has been the year where we have witnessed highest rains, because of which a lot of disturbances were there at the construction site. Looking at those things, we see a better second half for our company. Secondly, in terms of quantification and volume, so as I mentioned that the running facilities have been working at almost 75% utilization. Big block construction, the plant was shut, and recently from October itself we have started production, which should gradually scale up. That's why we see a better projection for the second half. Similarly, as I mentioned that for the JV facility where we have introduced the ready-made walls, we have gotten the tests done for the certifications from IIT as well as Automotive Research Institution. As wherever we have approached majority of the structural engineers or the large contractors, they have asked us for these certifications in order to specify our products in their make list or contract. And now we are expecting to get the certificates from both of these shortly, as the tests have recently been done. And once we are able to certify them, we are one of the early movers in this industry of the ready-made wall. We should be able to perform much better once we start decent enough quantities and volumes from those projects.
Yeah, so, you know, are we a company which is completely dependent on extraneous factors, as you mentioned, in quarter one and quarter two? Or do we have a brand equity or some defense against the extraneous pressures that we might keep facing? I just wanted to understand, am I strictly with the commodity player who has no control of the environment, or are we with a product specialist which has control to the extent that if others lose, we lose less? So I just wanted to take to form a correct opinion about the company now.
In the current scenario, Mr. Malay, we are doing mainly three different categories. One is AAC blocks, second is AAC wall, and the third is construction chemicals. In terms of AAC blocks, it is a commodity today, but we are able to command a better premium in the market as compared to our competitors because of our brand value as well as our services to the clients. So that's where we stand. In terms of the AAC wall, we are one of the early movers in the industry, and there's no competition, there's no other replacement product available because, as I mentioned, most of the other walling materials, which are a single, so the ready-made wall panels or insulated panels or bison panels, they have a height restriction of up to 3 meters, whereas we are manufacturing a wall which can be up to a height of 6 meters. So at lots of those places, we'll be the only possible commodity for lots of large multinationals as well as establishments of data centers or semiconductor factories, manufacturing setups coming to the country. So that's where we stand. And in terms of construction chemicals, it's just a commodity, so it's more of a value play. Currently, we are doing outsourcing and branding done for our construction chemicals division, but we have recently placed orders for machinery for the construction chemicals as well. And hopefully in the next quarter, we'll start manufacturing of construction chemicals also on our own name, which would give us more margins as well as more volumes going ahead. But we have our own USP in terms of, quality as well as timely service to our customers, because of which we are able to command a premium of almost 3 to 5% as compared to the other AAC block manufacturers.
Yeah, so I was there on the conference call last quarter as well. And what I recall is that we were giving, a better picture for quarter two, which really hasn't materialized, right? So has it been due to the unexpected delay of your, commissioning of the new plant October, as you're saying, or something else has played out?
So there have been multiple reasons for the name. One is the unexpected delay of the plant operationalization. That was again because of the torrential rains. We were not able to do necessary civil works at the site because of such unnatural rains. And secondly, these new products that we have introduced, when we started pitching to the customers or contractors, they started asking for all different sorts of certifications, etc. And now that we have the certification in hand, they lot of these large contractors which are coming up with factories or construction sites which have construction in lakhs or millions of square feet. So they are doing the necessary plant visits, doing the necessary audits at our facilities. And after that, once we get the certification, we'll get a huge bulk order from them. And we are in talks with various multinationals also for the same. And once, the product list or the product is approved with them, we should be able to perform much better in the wall space, which we had been targeting in the Q2. But it just got a little delayed because certification, etc. from laboratories like IIT, there's a waiting period of almost 4 to 5 months. And we have been lucky enough to get the test done on a priority basis. And we should have the reports in hand also for the same shortly.
Okay, I had a few more questions, but I think I will skip out.
If you have some questions, I am willing to answer the same as well.
Yeah, so my question is that since the second half is going to be much stronger for us, right? Because most of your certifications are done, most of your capacities have now coming up on stream, and most of the extraneous factors are also behind, right? Assuming that the seasonality will be in our favor in second half compared to first half of this year, why aren't you guiding for a disproportionately better second half? I see a sense of caution in your advice that and without reasons that the second half is going to be just a little better. Now, if I were to look at all these factors, and if I were to see, there is no seasonality unfavor, but favor for us. You know, I would have expected a very strong guidance for second half from you.
So, Mr. Malai, answer your question a little bit more in detail. If you would have seen, even during the first half of the year, most of the cement companies have also witnessed lower volumes as well as lower realizations, whereas the costs have also gone down. And if I could give you a little more insight, cement and steel prices over the last 6 months have been the lowest witnessed in the last 5 years, and that is again because of because of a little slowdown in the entire real estate segment, which everyone has been witnessing. Because of this external factor, maybe this is what we are observing, and that's the reason I am not able to give a concrete number as to what we will be expecting, but we do expect a significant volume as well as revenue growth in the second half of the current financial year.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mosam Mehta from Wealth Guardian. Please go ahead.
Hi, wanted to know, what does the other income include?
Just a second, I'll have to, check the details for the same. Probably it is mainly, interest income from FDs as well as loans to intercorporate companies or CM, etc.
Okay, so that has increased quite.
As well as interest from debtors as well as subsidies or government grants.
Okay, so basically the full other income has completely slowed down, and because of operationally we have not made any profit.
On a consolidated level, yes, that's what it reflects, because government grants or government subsidies are also reflected in other income itself.
Okay. And regarding the certificates, non-renewable certificates that we had, that we were supposed to receive, have we received that?
So the tests have been conducted at both the laboratories in the month of October itself, in the last week, and I think we should get the certificates hopefully within this week or next week itself.
Okay, and from that, how much revenue we expect?
So after the certification is done, most of the contractors or most of the construction companies or multinationals, they also do a plant visit, which has been ongoing with two or three of them, which are quite a big few projects, which runs into maybe 5 to 10 lakh square feet. So we should be able to generate revenues maybe up to 20-30 crores over the next 6 to 12 months from those few projects which are already in the pipeline.
There are a few others
also who are in talks and in negotiation once we have the certificates in hand.
Okay, I missed the number. Can you just repeat? It's 20 to 50 crores.
Yes, that's right.
In next 12 months.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from a line of Tejpal Singh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir. My question is that our sales volume has declined.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Could you come a bit close to the handset?
Okay. Am I audible now, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My question is that our sales volume has declined only by 3%, but our revenue has declined substantially to 12%. So the realization has decreased or what has happened?
Yes, our sales volume has gone down by almost 3%, but as compared to last year, the realizations have gone down by almost 8-10%. And if you see from the margin difference, our raw material cost has also gone down significantly. So only the raw material reduction has been passed on majorly to the customers.
Get up done that utilization.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Could you come a bit close to your handset? You are not audible.
So am I audible?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So second question is related to our same plant, Kheda plant, that our utilization currently stands at 16%. So do we expect it to reach optimum utilization level in the next coming quarters?
So regarding the utilization levels for the JV plant, we expect it to keep on gradually improving over the next 2 to 3 quarters, and it might take about 3 quarters to reach optimum utilization of almost 65-70% plus.
Okay. And in the realization front, do we expect better realization in the next coming quarter or?
So the realizations or the EBITDA margins have almost been consistent for the running facilities, and we expect similar realizations, and if any increase in raw material prices, we should be able to pass on to the customers accordingly.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Srijan Kaushik, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Kaushik, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I'm audible.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Sir, my question is regarding the broader market. So out of the overall demand of the AAC blocks, what percentage are being served by us?
So as of today, the share of AAC blocks in the volume material market is approximately at 8-10%, whereas that of red bricks is almost at around 80-82% as per our estimates. And out of the total share of AAC blocks, our installed capacity or our share is currently in the range of around 3-4%, which going ahead we intend to reach around 5-6% over the next 12-18 months.
Okay. And since in the investor presentation, we are claiming that we are the largest manufacturer of AAC blocks, right?
Yes, we are one of the largest manufacturers of AAC blocks.
Okay. But when I was just reading somewhere that there is an entity called Infra.Market, which is claiming that they have an annual production of 3 million cubic meters with 9 production capacity. So can you enlighten us on that?
So out of their 9 manufacturing facilities currently under operational are only 3 facilities as per our understanding, and their total installed capacity as on date is at around less than 1 million cubic meters per annum. The rest of their plants are currently under order or under process.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead. The line for Mr. Amit has been disconnected. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. We'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Khushi Halwadar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. So my first question is, how's the demand scenario currently, considering that we are having about a slowdown in the real estate?
Sorry, there's some background noise, so I cannot get the question clearly.
Yeah, so my first question is, how's the demand scenario currently, considering that we are having a slowdown in the real estate?
Yes, there has been a little bit of a slowdown in the real estate segment, but that has also been because of multiple external factors which have been affecting. But the demand has been similar or a little better than what it was in the last quarter because of monsoons. In the last quarter, the demand was a little slow. But since October, once the monsoon subsided after 10th to 15th October, the demand has picked up somewhat better.
Okay, so can you talk more about this new product of Smart Build Wall?
So Smart Build Wall by Nextblock is a new product which we have introduced in the market. It's a homogeneous product which is similar to AC blocks but much bigger in size and reinforced with steel. And with this product, the construction will be almost 3 to 4 times more faster as compared to AC blocks and almost 8 to 10 times faster as compared to red bricks. And since it's a homogeneous product, the other replacement product which includes different types of sandwich panels or bison panels, they face lots of issues like cracks, etc. at joints, whereas this does not have all such challenges. Secondly, we are the only product which will be single product of almost 6 meters height and lots of different industrial segments as well as data centers, etc. coming in the factory will be having such huge wall requirements in the country, and that's why we have established this facility in a JV with Siam, which is a multinational from Thailand, and they have already been manufacturing the ready-made AC wall in Thailand as well as Indonesia, and this is a joint venture with them, and since we are one of the early movers in this industry, we have been facing a little bit of challenges as well as heating issues, but we are quite confident of the product and also going ahead. The margins as well as the capabilities of the product are quite innovative and much needed in the AC block industry, much needed in the walling industry in the country.
Okay. And what is the customer feedback on our new products like ALC panels and construction chemicals? Do we see a good demand in that?
So construction chemicals has been steadily and gradually growing, and that's the reason we are venturing into manufacturing of the same. And with the manufacturing, we'll also start new other construction chemicals whichever possible apart from log grinding, mortar and ready mix plaster. Tile adhesive is one product which we have currently identified. In terms of the ALC wall panel, so we have done mock-ups at lots of different construction sites, some of the data center sites, as well as we are in talks with a few of the large multinational as well as big corporates and turnkey contractors who have liked the product, but they are waiting for the necessary certificates and the necessary audit at the factories. Once we close the same, we should be able to get good workshop quality orders from those corporates as well as multinationals.
Okay, so just a last question. So did we monetize any carbon credits this quarter? If so, what was the value of the same?
No, we have not monetized any carbon credits in this quarter.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I just wanted to know what is the market size of AAC in India and in world. And second question is, what is the revenue and EBITDA guidance for H2 and FY26 and 27?
So in terms of the market size, as of today, the share of AAC blocks market size in India would be approximately 2 crore cubic meters per annum. Which would be approximately 125 to 150 plants all over in India, whereas we don't have the worldwide estimate for the same, but as per our knowledge and understanding from machinery suppliers as well as our visits from China, China has more than 3000 AAC block manufacturing plants, and we are just witnessing change over from red bricks to AC blocks on a countrywide level, and this should keep on happening over the next 3 to 5 years. Also, with the current advent of growing air pollution, etc., the government is also trying to curb down on red bricks or other polluting construction materials. And because of that, the pricing of red bricks have also gone up drastically. So this was regarding the market size. There was one more question which you asked, right?
In value terms, if you can provide what is market size in value terms, in rupee terms or dollar terms, if you can provide India.
So in value terms, it should be at around 7,000-8,000 crores or 10,000 crores approximately.
And if you compare China, it should be around 5 to 10 times bigger than India, or it should be much bigger than
India? I think at least 15 to 20 times bigger than India.
Okay. And would you like to provide, second question is, what is the revenue EBITDA guidance for H2 and FY26 and 27? If you could provide.
So, we have been concentrating mainly on our EBITDA margins, which have been ranging in the range of almost 20 to 25%. So the running facilities have been contributing to similar EBITDA margins. But because of the losses of big block construction as well as the newly started JV facility of Siam, we have had lower EBITDA margins for the current quarter. But going ahead, we intend to reach similar EBITDA margins of 18 to 22% hopefully short, pretty soon.
And revenue terms, what is the guidance for H2 and next 2-3 years?
So H2 should be much better than what it is in H1 because of torrential monsoon as well as election quarter as well as the after effects of it. But there should be a decent enough jump in volumes as well as revenues over the next 3 to 6 months.
And for FY26 and 27.
FY26 and 27 also we should see multiple jumps, and we are also looking at installing two other AC block manufacturing facilities in the next 2 years.
So multiphones, can I say that we can double or triple our revenue in next 2 years?
Yes, we are targeting to double our revenues over the next couple of years.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's the only question.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for participating in this earnings conference call, and thank you MKA Global for hosting it for us. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of MKA Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.